what is your opinion on traditional equipment and traditional bow hunters?
I started out hunting with traditional gear because that's all that was available. When I started bow hunting, there was no such thing as a compound bow. Today I own over three dozen. I counted the other day because somebody asked me. I own over three dozen recurve bows by various old and contemporary custom makers, and I own over a dozen longbows, and I shoot those bows fairly regularly just for the fun of it. When I go pheasant hunting with a bow, which I do occasionally, I take a recurve because it's faster and smoother and quicker for me to shoot. Because I do shoot fingers, I can do it. So I really don't think it matters what somebody shoots for a shooting tool. I think bow hunting is bow hunting, and I really think the difference between compounds and non-compounds is overblown by some people. For example, when I shot a recurve indoors on that old PAA round I mentioned, back when I was in my teens and early 20s, I shot in the mid-290s on that round with a recurve bow. Today, with a compound bow, I shoot in the mid to high 290s, so I'm not shooting more than probably 1% better on that 3 1/4 inch bullseye at 20 yards with the modern compound equipment. So I don't think there's as much difference as some people say there is between the types of gear. I do know that if you're a recurve or a longbow shooter without sights, you've got to keep your shots closer because it's just a more difficult way to aim. I don't think it's so much how much weight you can hold is whether you're aiming with sights or without. But I do rebel against the notion. I hear recurve and longbow shooters, dyed-in-the-wool ones, saying occasionally that recurve and longbow shooting's easier and it's more fun because it's easier. I feel just the opposite. My hat's off to anybody who's accurate with a longbow or a recurve, because I know in my heart that it's a lot more difficult. You've got to practice a lot more than you do with a compound to keep your muscles in shape. You've got to develop that very fine feel for aiming without sights. And so I think it's a mistake to just grab a recurve or longbow and go hunting and say, you know, this is easier and I'm going to have fun. I think you've got to be dedicated, and I think you have a responsibility, like all bow hunters, to be good enough with that particular tool to cleanly kill animals. And that means practicing more and keeping your shots closer. I get along with traditional archers in general just as well as any other archer. I don't even really differentiate. I guess the only thing I would say that disturbs me about some traditional archers is, for a small percentage, it seems to not be a sport but a religion. And this, I know it's a controversial statement, but I don't know too many serious compound shooters who haven't had a non-compound shooter in their face at one time or another, in a hunting camp or at the local archery club, chiding the compound shooter for shooting training wheels on his bow, or for making it too easy for him and taking unfair advantage over the animals. And I just think that's a bunch of bunk. I think bow hunting is bow hunting. It's all difficult. There are too many other factors besides the bow that enter in to make the bow very important. And I also think we need to stick together. And when I see that small few, very vocal number of traditional shooters lording over compound shooters, that does disturb me, because it divides our ranks and it makes us look kind of silly. And I don't think it accomplishes a darn thing.